From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief for June 21st. Riley, June 21st, the day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from Heather Delaney Reese, Trump says there are no limits to his power in a shocking new interview. This is the audio version of my written post from 6-18-2026, which can be found here. Asterisk, this commentary represents my personal opinions and analysis of matters of public concern, informed by publicly available information. Any references to individuals constitute opinion and commentary protected under the First Amendment. Next, second, from Crit Briefing, Israel and Hezbollah agree to ceasefire in Lebanon as U.S.-Iran talks hang in the balance. The ceasefire's fragility underscores the volatility in regional diplomacy, potentially delaying broader peace efforts and impacting global markets. The post, Israel and Hezbollah agree to ceasefire in Lebanon as U.S.-Iran talks hang in the balance, appeared first on Crit Briefing. Up next, U.S.-Iran meeting in Switzerland on implementation of peace deal cancelled over clashes in southern Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah agreed to renew a fragile ceasefire in Lebanon on Friday after 24 hours of intense violence that posed an early challenge to the new agreement between the U.S. and Iran to end their conflict. A meeting that was scheduled to take place on Friday between Washington and Tehran in Switzerland to discuss implementation of the new deal was cancelled when Hezbollah killed 4 Israeli soldiers and Israel carried out a wave of retaliatory airstrikes in southern Lebanon and the Bekaa Valley that killed at least 47 people. Third, from The Guardian World, Israel and Hezbollah agree to renew ceasefire after flare-up of violence. Continue reading and then. Fourth, from InfoWorld, Google, Microsoft offers specs to help you prove your AI is behaving nicely. So, the big thing that's shifting under the hood is this new AI Foundation, a joint effort led by Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and a handful of other tech players. Instead of drafting fresh standards, they're building a modular spec that sits between existing global rules, think ISO or EU regulations, and the actual checks companies run on their AI. The idea is to give firms a clear, more consistent way to prove their models are staying within the lines, no matter which jurisdiction they're operating in. They split the work into two logical layers. The requirements and guidance side spells out what you actually need to meet, while the assessment enablement layer shows how you can evaluate those requirements in practice. It's a bit like having a recipe and a kitchen-ready test kit together, so you don't have to guess whether you followed the rules correctly. AIPA makes it clear they are not trying to replace formal standards, they're just providing a bridge that translates those standards into actionable assessments. Over time, some of the criteria they introduce could evolve into formal standards themselves, but for now it's a pragmatic toolkit. The foundation is hosted under the Linux Foundation's joint development umbrella, and its roster already includes Arm, Ericsson, MasterCard, Mitsubishi, Omron, Schneider Electric, and Siemens. They're also reaching out to academics and governments to shape an advisory board, hoping to keep the whole ecosystem aligned as AI governance keeps getting more complex. Next, fifth, from Computer World, Google, Microsoft offers specs to help you prove your AI is behaving nicely. Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and others want to help enterprises demonstrate that their AI applications are behaving themselves through the creation of a new foundation. The AIPA Foundation will, it explained rather impenetrably, establish modular specifications that provide a connecting layer to bridge foundational global standards with practical, trusted assessments across the global AI value chain. Those specifications will help AI users ascertain whether the systems they are using meet all the obligations that apply to them in the form of standards and regulations. It said, it's a challenging task with so much regional variation in requirements and where the EU, for example, is more tightly controlled than the US. The foundation has established a set of criteria to demonstrate conformity with what is expected. There are two layers. The requirements and guidance layers will help users determine what is actually required, while the assessment enablement layer will look at how those requirements are evaluated. AIPA stressed that what it is offering are not standards which are set by recognized international bodies such as ISO/IEC, but a means of assessing what those standards mean and how they can be used by organizations. However, the foundation said that some of the criteria that it is introducing may become standards themselves after a period of time. The AIPA Foundation is hosted by the Linux Foundation's Joint Development Foundation, and its other members include Arm, Ericsson, MasterCard, Mitsubishi Electric, Omron, Schneider Electric, and Siemens. It is also looking to bring academics and government into the fold, so that it can establish an advisory board. Up next, Sixth, from CIO, Google, Microsoft offers specs to help you prove your AI is behaving nicely. Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and others want to help enterprises demonstrate that their AI applications are behaving themselves through the creation of a new foundation. The AIPIA Foundation will, it explained rather impenetrably, establish modular specifications that provide a connecting layer to bridge foundational global standards with practical, trusted assessments across the global AI value chain. Those specifications will help AI users ascertain whether the systems they are using meet all the obligations that apply to them in the form of standards and regulations. It said, it's a challenging task with so much regional variation in requirements and where the EU, for example, is more tightly controlled than the US. The foundation has established a set of criteria to demonstrate conformity with what is expected. There are two layers. The requirements and guidance layers will help users determine what is actually required, while the assessment enablement layer will look at how those requirements are evaluated. AIPIA stressed that what it is offering are not standards which are set by recognized international bodies such as ISO/IEC, but a means of assessing what those standards mean and how they can be used by organizations. However, the foundation said that some of the criteria that it is introducing may become standards themselves after a period of time. The AIPIA Foundation is hosted by the Linux Foundation's Joint Development Foundation, and its other members include Arm, Ericsson, MasterCard, Mitsubishi Electric, Omron, Schneider Electric, and Siemens. It is also looking to bring academics and government into the fold so that it can establish an advisory board. And then, seventh, from the Wrap, Trump says there are no limits to his presidential powers, haven't learned that lesson yet video. President Trump sat down for an interview with Axios White House reporter Mark Caputo this week, in which he said he has not yet learned the limits to his presidential powers, if they even exist. There are no limits. None. I haven't learned that lesson yet. I know there are. But, you know, there are no limits, Trump said, before claiming about the war in Iran. We defeated them totally, militarily. The president went on to brag about the naval blockade he oversaw as well as the memorandum of understanding. Who else could have done a blockade like that? They didn't last very long. Caputo, for his part, pushed back against Trump, noting that the president's bar for victory at the start of the war in late February was unconditional surrender. The MOU that his administration negotiated with Iran does not, by most critics' accounts, imply unconditional surrender. I did a naval blockade where not one ship was able to get through, Trump asserted. Some tried. Well, it really probably is unconditional surrender, the president nonetheless told Caputo. On Friday, the Axios reporter joined the hosts of MS Now Morning Joe to offer some further insight into the comments the president made to him. His general attitude was very positive, despite all of the negative commentary and pushback over the deal. The president seems pretty relieved because he has an exit here, Caputo said. He's looking at two things. He's looking at the stock market and he's looking at the price of oil, and the price of oil is down. At one point, he said, it's a gusher, as if he literally struck oil through this deal because of the price lowering, he further explained. That really impressed me, because it just shows what Trump is really focused on. The Axios journalist was also asked about the ripple effects this could all have on the midterm elections, considering the resolution has displeased members of both the Republican and Democratic parties. The argument they're going to make is, look, everyone was complaining about gas prices. Well, gas prices are coming back down. Therefore, what the president is proposing is a good idea, Caputo said. That might be the challenging argument for his opponents and his critics to push back on. The American people don't really pay a lot of attention to the finer points of foreign policy and these various points of the MOU. They're focused on their lives, he concluded. You can see what the price of fuel is doing, and it's been up. People don't like that, and now it's going to come down. The president's hope is, as a result of that coming down, the fortunes of Republicans increase. The post-Trump says there are no limits to his presidential powers, haven't learned that lesson yet video appeared first on the Wrap. Next, 8th, from Nintendo Life, Talking Point, what are you playing this weekend, 20th June? Be there or be square. After last week's showcase shenanigans, we've welcomed a slightly quieter one here at Nintendo Life. We started the Ocarina of Time remake sleuthing as a new description appeared online, and ran through some of the game's funniest moments that we can't wait to revisit. Switch 1 and 2 got system updates that finally fixed the old eShop, and we shared our early hands-on thoughts of Granblue Fantasy, Relink Endless Ragnarok on Switch 2. Read the full article on nintendolife.com. Up next, 9th, from Pure Xbox, Talking Point. What are you playing this weekend? June 20-21. Hey, happy weekend. If you're looking for something to dive into on Xbox, the latest Game Pass drop has a mix of fresh indie gems and a couple of bigger names that just landed. There's a new action RPG that's been getting buzz for its tight combat and gorgeous world building, plus a quirky puzzle platformer that's perfect for quick sessions when you just want to unwind. A couple of multiplayer shooters also made the cut, so you can jump in with friends or matchmake for a few rounds of fast-paced fun. On top of that, Free Play Days is rolling out a handful of titles you can try without a subscription. Expect a classic adventure that's been updated for modern consoles, a rhythm game that's all about timing and feel, and a narrative-driven indie that's been praised for its storytelling. It's a nice way to sample a genre. And then, 10th, from Push Square, Talking Point. What are you playing this weekend? Issue 638. It's sweltering out there, so we've shut the blinds, cranked the fan to full blast, and are diving into some games to cool off between ice cream scoops and the grill. The heat makes the living room feel like a little sanctuary, and the screen's glow is the perfect distraction. June 16th marks 11 years since that iconic PlayStation E3 experience back in 2015. I've always made a point to revisit a standout title from that show on the anniversary, and this year I'm back at the start of Batman: Arkham Knight. The opening sequence that debuted at the conference still holds that cinematic punch, and it feels like a nostalgic cheat code for the weekend. There's something satisfying about replaying that moment, seeing the dark, rain-slick Gotham streets come alive again, the Batsignal cutting through the night. It's a reminder of how far games have come, yet how those big, bold reveals still hit the same sweet spot. So while the sun beats down outside, we're letting the fan hum, the blinds stay shut, and the game do its thing. It's a simple, low-key way to beat the heat, enjoy a bit of nostalgia, and keep the weekend vibes rolling. That's the day.